Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the review outline of chapter 13, and we'll also read the connection between chapter 13 and 14, and then the outline of chapter 14. Arjuna, in chapter 13, asks six questions. He asks Krishna to explain six topics: prakriti, nature; purusha, the enjoyer; kshetra, the field of activities; four, the kshetragya, the knower of the field; five, jnana, knowledge and the process of knowledge; and six, gyaya, the object of knowledge. The second section, texts 2 through 7, Krishna explains the field of activities and the knower of the field. Those were the topics 3, 4, and 5. Krishna explains the field of activities as the body, in which the soul engages within his allotted sphere of activities within the material world. Krishna also explains that the soul, the knower of the field, has knowledge only of his own field of activities. Krishna himself, however, as the Supersoul, is the knower of all the fields of activities of all living entities. To know the field and its knowers is called knowledge. Section C. Krishna further explains the process of knowledge and liberation. That's the fifth topic. The fifth question and topic. This is chapter 13, text 8 through 12. Those activities by which a soul obtains knowledge beyond the limitations of his field of activities and thus transcends his field is called the process of knowledge. Section D. Krishna explains the object of knowledge. That's the sixth topic. Krishna's answer to the sixth question. This is text 13 through 19. The soul can know the Supersoul, who is the ultimate object of knowledge. Only devotees can understand the field of activities, the body, the process of knowledge, and both the soul and the Supersoul. Section E. Krishna explains prakriti, purusha, and their union. That's topics 1 and 2, the answers to the first questions that Arjuna places before Krishna. This is text 20 through 26. 1. Prakriti, Purusha, the Jiva or the Chaturgya, and their union. Material nature causes all material changes and effects, and the living entity meets with good and bad according to the qualities he has acquired due to his association with material nature. Second point here, Paramatma Purusha, Kshetragya. The Supersoul exists within all bodies as the overseer, the permitter, and the supreme proprietor. That's text 23. And the result, one who understands prakriti, the Kshetra, Purusha, the Kshetragya Jiva, and the Kshetragya Supersoul, and their interactions, attains liberation from birth in the material world. The fourth section here, fourth part. Other methods of obtaining liberation are jnana, astanga, and karma. That's text 25 through 26. And finally, section F, text 27 through 35. Jnana chakshus, the vision of knowledge. Those who see the distinction between the body, its owner, and the Supersoul, and who recognize the process of liberation, can attain the supreme goal. That's text 35. Now the connection between chapters 13 and 14. Krishna in chapter 13 has explained that the living entity is entrapped within his field of activities. Krishna will now explain the nature of the trap, how he is controlled by the modes of material nature within that field. In other words, the knowledge explained briefly in Bhagavad Gita 13.22 will now be expanded. And here's the summary of chapter 14, section A, text 5, 1 through 4. Chapter 14, the liberation and conditioning of living entities. After glorifying the knowledge that he will now speak, Krishna explains that by him, the Supreme Lord, the material energy is impregnated with the living entities. Section B, 5 through 9, the modes bind the pure soul. Krishna then explains that the eternal living entity connects with the material energy through conditioning by the three modes of material nature. The mode of goodness conditions one to happiness, passion to fruitive activities, and ignorance to madness. Section C, this is texts 10 through 13, recognizing a mode's supremacy. The modes compete with one another for supremacy within an individual. Knowledge manifests from goodness, from passion manifests attachment, uncontrollable desire, and intense endeavor, and from ignorance comes inactivity and madness. Section D, text 14 through 18. Acting and dying within the modes. Both the results of one's actions and the results after one's death are predominated by a specific mode of nature and thus bring about certain specific results. Section E, transcending the modes, text 19 through 27. One transcends all three modes by knowing that all within this world takes place under the modes and by understanding that Krishna's activities are transcendental to the modes. Krishna explains that one can transcend the modes by engaging unfailingly in full devotional service. One will then come to the Brahman platform of which Krishna is the source. So we shall end here and soon continue Krishna willing with chapter 14, three modes of material nature. Hare Krishna.